concerned about spending, I want it to be renovated. It desperately needs it. But I'm concerned that we're not widening it. I know it costs money to widen it, but with the kind of traffic that we're having now, can we at least make these renovations more friendly for when we have to go back and widen it? Or do you anticipate that in the near future?
We are trying to wisely allocate the resources that we do have available. We see development pressure in other areas and we see greater transportation needs in other locations. This project will essentially help traffic flow because the pavement, as you are aware, has degraded to a point where
be better without it.
Impacting capacity of the roadway itself. So this is a full depth reconstruction. It will take care of all the base failures. The ride quality will be improved greatly. There is a minimal widening that we are taking along that roadway because some of the edge of the pavement has begun to ravel due to heavy truck traffic. Mm-hmm. But this section of roadway is an open ditch section. So you cannot widen too much without impacting the grades to the ditch, as well as the drainage way of the culverts underneath the driveways to the adjacent property owners.
Yeah, I guess part of my concern is that, you know, we've been told that part of the problem with widening going west is that there's so much development along it to pick up the right-of-way. And now there's not that much development going east.
We are looking to accommodate if there is some infill development in the Scott and White area with the Rock Prairie Road West project that's currently in design. We are going to look at extending the scope of services all the way to Medical Way. So that would be a full boulevard section to Medical Way. Therein, that will have a connection point from Medical Way. We will be returning soon with a design contract for the extension of Lakeway that will provide another alternate access and really the spine of that medical district corridor. So that seemed like a logical point to extend. We'll also help with that strip center to the north of Rock Prairie as well as any infill development to the south.
I think that's good. I'm glad to hear Lakeway is going to be completed in the near future. I just think that we'll never be able to purchase right-of-way along that any cheaper than we can now.
We do have an ongoing project. We have acquired right-of-way along Rock Prairie Road East between Highway 6 and Fitch and only have a few remaining parcels to acquire. So we are poised and have looked out in advance to acquire that necessary right-of-way for the future widening, as well as addressing utilities, working in cooperation with BTU and all of the partners to effectively have that corridor work.
I just wanted to make that issue one more time that
yes,
we need to look at, because I think we will have to widen it in not too distant future. But thank you. Do you have anything you want to add on that?
Hey, Ms. Bray?
Yeah.
If I may.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of new homes going in south of Fitch and Rock Prairie. Williams Creek is expanding. We just sold a piece of land that's going to be turned into a neighborhood that's right there as well. And then obviously some significant residential developments south of Lake Creek Park are going to bring enormous volumes of traffic. I respect what your job is, and that is you have to pick a limited amount of funds and pick the highest priority items, and you have to base on current traffic demand and current road conditions. So I applaud you in your continued efforts to stick to your guns and stick to the facts of what is in the most need immediately. I personally and the people that live south of William D. Fitch would, of course, love to see a four-lane divided road all the way down. We understand, and I understand, that would require culverts and significant amount of infrastructure that would more than quadruple the cost of this development. That's about right.
Yeah. I would say even higher
than that. Even higher than multiple than that. Because you'd have to obviously there'd be no more open drains. Yeah, no more open drains, no more open gutter. You'd have to do all the storm sewer. And then in addition to storm sewer, then you'd have a significantly wider road grade plus median plus concrete. I understand this is not concrete, it's asphalt. I would prefer to see concrete, but I understand that it's not worth putting concrete down. We plan on going back and putting a four-lane divided road in. So we are essentially designing a 10-year road. And I think that N5 will desperately need four-lane divided road on this particular segment. Now, you are delivering four-lane divided road for the northern part of the track, just not very far in. So right. The rest is going to...
From the frontage road of 6, and we're looking at cost estimates now to see if we can extend to Stonebrook or if we can indeed go all the way to Medical Way.
Yeah, and then, of course, the rest will be two-lane undivided asphalt.
That's correct.
Yeah, but it will be rideable, drivable, and good for at least 10 years until we can get the road we actually need and of course, funds to actually pay for a road that expensive.
Yes, sir.
Is that sum it up for you?
That's correct.
Well, yes. Thank you for all your work and, of course, approaching prioritization from a much more scientific perspective than I think that I'm capable of, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Temple.
Mr. Benham made most of the comments or points that I wanted to make, but I think we agree, as from staff point of view, we'd love to be able to build a four-lane divided section there. This is just a fiscal limitation. We can't wait the 5 years or more in order to be able to afford that road. The pavement conditions, it's a bit of a roller coaster ride now. We really need to affect this now. So we're troubled about spending the money when we'd love to be able to do the full-blown section. But it's an immediate need, and we believe this is the best path forward. But staff has had those same concerns that you have. We're troubled about spending the money, but the repairs are needed now. They're actually overdue.
Well, no doubt about that.
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any way at all? I know this is on the periphery of our MMD number 2. Mm-hmm. Is there any way at all for the MMD to participate or the TERS?
Because of the needs internal to that development, I would say that would be a bit of a stretch because of the infrastructure needs just within that. That would limit, I think, severely the impact of those funds internal to that development. We haven't looked at spending them on the periphery. That's something we could talk about. I don't think it would be well received by the some of the parties within that area, but it is something we can look at.
One thing I would add, since cost consciousness factor, we did look at new technology that actually had a proprietary process included in it to help reduce that cost, and we bid it that way as an alternate. That actually was the base bid. We're accepting the alternate, which is a full depth reclamation, because the proprietary method actually came in about $270,000 over what we're accepting tonight. But yeah, we did try to investigate other means of accomplishing this.
Other than scraping it down to the subsurface.
Exactly.
Which is what you're going to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. In many cases. You're putting select fill in and then you're...
This will be a very heavy section. We're going to chemically stabilize the subgrade. We're actually using a geotextile fabric, which will help distribute the loads of that heavy truck traffic. And then we are putting 8 inches of base on top of that.
Yep.
With a 2-inch HMAC overlay.
Awesome. Well built. Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to be sure that we're looking at future needs, and especially in acquiring right-of-way, so that we don't get in the same condition we are on the west side.
It sounds like you're almost done with it. So sounds great.
Okay. Thank you very much.